Basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tonight we've traveled over the hill from Sydney to Walton as it's the Walton boys hosting Unitego in a Big Mac matchup here tonight. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Both of these teams are in the New York State Sports Writers poll this week. They're in the honorable mention in the state rankings for Class C boys teams. They're both off to a good start. They've had some tough losses here and there, but for the most part, they've been able to win and grind out a lot of games. So these are two teams that love to get up and down the floor, and we should see a lot of great shooting here tonight. And there's going to be an historic milestone reached here tonight on the Walton side. So that's one of the big reasons we're here for this battle tonight between the Warriors and the Spartans. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto tip-off show. When we come back, we'll tell you more about that milestone and break down this matchup between Unitego and Walton. It's a boys' MAC clash tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, Banking Easier. Dylan Jacob is only 4 points away from joining the 1,000 Career Point Club here for the Walton Warriors, so that is tonight's special milestone, and he let us know a couple of weeks ago, actually when we were over at the Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament, we knew he was getting close, and his goal was to help his team as much as possible in the Grasso tournament, but to also maybe, if things worked out, have a chance to get 1,000 points here on his home floor at Walton, and luckily the way things worked out is that he'd have a chance here tonight, and it's always nice when you could get it on your home floor, and especially only 4 points away. He should be able to get it somewhere in the first half, hopefully early in the ball game. Not that you want to get it out of the way necessarily, but I've seen a lot of players, I'm sure everyone else has out there, that when they're getting close to that 1,000, it's like there's a lid on the rim because they're just nervous. It takes them out of their normal rhythm, and that's why they're such a good player, is they're able to score and do all the things that they need to do. But we've seen a lot of players just get stuck on four and two to go, and it's taken them a while to get it. So we'll hope the best here for Dylan tonight. Had a chance to talk with him pregame, and boy, he seems relaxed and ready. So I don't think he's going to have that problem here tonight. He's pretty fired up and ready to go. It's the Unitego boys visiting Walton here tonight. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Thanks for joining us. Of course, Butler has two lots right in Sydney, and they got a lot of great cars and trucks and SUVs, vans, whatever you need. They have a great selection. They're always bringing in new things as well at Butler Auto. So make sure you go over and check that out, as well as online at the Butler Auto Sales website. all the inventory constantly changing, that's where you're going to see the best selection. Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. And again, you can look at the selection online or you can apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Again, both these teams in the honorable mention this week in Class C, New York State, in the Sports Writers Poll. So it's set to be a good matchup here tonight between these two teams. And just a shout-out to a couple of these Walton guys. Morgan Condon, Dylan Jacob, making the second-team All-State football list, which just came out yesterday, so congratulations to them. Cody Ray, another member here of the basketball team, was actually out with an injury tonight, was on the honorable mention. So congratulations to those guys for making the All-State football list. Of course, Walton made it to the Section 4 Class D football championship before losing a heartbreaking game in the cold down at Johnson City to Tioga, who went on to the Final Four. And in my opinion, maybe should have won the whole thing. They lost a very tight game in the semifinal, and then the team that they lost to went on and won big in the championship game. So you hate it as a local sports fan because you're like, wow, if Walton wins that game, who knows? You know, it almost felt like whoever won that Section 4 Class D football championship was going to have a good chance to go all the way. So this Walton program really blessed right now to have a lot of great athletes. Unitego as well, though. You look at this team, we've seen them a couple of times this year with a shooter like Shea Barber. You're going to be in every ball game, that's for sure. So both these teams ready and set for this battle here tonight. The Unitego boys and the Walton boys all set to battle it up here. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. We'll be back. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Let's get you the starting lineups. First four visiting Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods. They start with sophomore number one, Miles Marine. Sophomore number two, Shea Barber. Junior number 10, Tori Goo. Junior number 22, Destin Gessick. And senior number 32, Austin Faulkner. On the other side for Walton and head coach Dave Gardapi, they have senior number 14, Morgan Condon. Senior number 21, Kyle Wright. Senior number 25, Lucas Wally. Senior number 30, Dylan Jacob. Again, he's 4 points away from 1,000 tonight, folks. And senior number 35, Noah Aubin. Aubin is in the starting lineup tonight with Cody Ray out with injury. And I've noticed Unitigo taking Owen Reed out of the starting lineup and going with Destin Gessick. He's had a couple of nice games in a row, so he's earned himself a starting spot here tonight. Unitigo is in the Hunter Green uniforms. The white trim says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the chest there. Walton's in the home white uniforms with the black and the orange trim, says Walton in orange lettering across the front of the chest. We will jump it up. It'll be Destin Gessick going for Unitigo. It'll be Morgan Condon for Walton. And Walton will win the opening tip. They'll go left to right on your radio dial. And here is Dylan Jacob crossing the midcourt timeline. He's on the right wing side here for the Walton Warriors. Again, 4 points away from 1,000. Loses control of the crossover dribble, and Unitigo back up the floor. They'll find Miles Marine, who has also been playing great lately. Crossover move, a floater in the paint for him. Won't go. Rebound Lucas Wally. Outlet pass here for Walton. As we are 30 seconds in, we're scoreless between Unitigo and Walton here tonight on WCDO. Walton with the basketball. They'll go to Aubin in the left wing corner, now finding Wally. He's in the paint. One-handed dish out to Condon, right side. Back up to Wally. High post for Kyle Ray. Pull-up jumper. Too strong. Rebound for Tori Goo. Goes into the land of the trees, and one of the smallest guys on the court comes down with it. Goo back up the floor. A little give and go. Gets it back now from Faulkner. Straight away three. Left it short. Rebound for Walton. They're looking to push, and we knew it would be an up-tempo game. And Wally tries to feed one inside to Morgan Condon at the right low block, but it was too tall, sails out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Spartans. So we're a minute in, we're scoreless between Unitigo and Walton. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A big thank you to Jim as always. Unitigo will break the press. They'll find Shea Barber. A good pump fake down low, and they'll say he traveled. Slipped a little bit on that left low block, otherwise that was a beautiful pump fake, and he would have had a wide open bucket. So we're still scoreless. 6:50 to go, first quarter between the Spartans and the Warriors here tonight at WCS. A good crowd on hand here tonight for this ball game, and I'm sure to support Dylan Jacob as well. We'll have our first foul of the game as Morgan Condon had it left side, and they'll say Faulkner got him on a little reach-in. With 6:40 to go in the first quarter, Faulkner looks confused. That'll be his first and the team's first. First foul of the game on either team. Dylan Jacob looking to get it in. Finds Ray on the baseline right side. Takes it down low. Tries to dish it off there for Wally. The pass was too hot for him. Faulkner will come away with the basketball. Trying to go coast to coast. A little Dr. J finger roll. Rolls off the rim and no good. Walton back up the floor. Here's Dylan Jacob in transition. Off the glass. No, it won't go. And it's still a scoreless game. 6:20 to go first quarter. Unitigo trying to change that. A long breakaway here for Faulkner. And his right-handed layup won't go. There's a lid on both of these rims at the moment, folks. Walton trying to break the streak here. Dylan Jacob for three, too strong. Rebound for Gessick. And we're still scoreless. We're 2 minutes in here between Unitigo and Walton. Unitigo crosses midcourt. They find Tori Goo down low. The left-handed layup off the mark. A rebound for Destin Gessick. His shot won't go either. And he's fouled and will head to the line with 5:56 to go in the first quarter. So Destin Gessick will step in to the line here for Unitigo looking for the first points of the game. Thanks for joining us tonight as well online, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, as always. Also, our game audio archive. You can go back and listen anytime at WCDOsports.com. Guess it can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming with 5:56 to go first quarter. And again, we are scoreless between the Unitigo boys on the road here at Walton. Second shot for Gesick. Too much spice on that one. It's off the mark. Rebound for Shea Barber. Back to Gesick. Lost control of it. Rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Walton Warriors. So even with two shots at the line, Gesick can't get either to go. And it's a scoreless ball game with 5:52 to go in the first quarter. Maybe I cursed everybody with that pregame speech about how when someone's going for 1,000, there seems to be a lid on the rim for that player. I think it translated to both teams. Dylan Jacob down low, hanging in the air. Oh, boy, hit the rim two times and wouldn't go. Now I know the curse is real. Miles Marine trying to go the length of the floor. Missed it, but Shea Barber is there, puts it up and in. Shea Barber with the opening bucket of the night, and Unitigo leads 2-0. Nice follow-up play there off the miss from Miles Marine. Unitigo 2 and Walton nothing with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Warriors running through their man-to-man offense. They'll go to the right side. Maureen guarding Dylan Jacob. Jacob finds Kyle Ray. Straightaway three-pointer is off the mark, and a rebound for Tori Gu. Again, one of the smaller players on the court. Goes into the land of the skyscrapers there and pulls it down. Maureen back up the floor. Boy, he's good in traffic. Dishes off for Gesick, and he puts it in. Destin Gesick makes it 4-0 for Unitigo with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob crossing the Walton Warriors logo at midcourt. Goes far side for Lucas Wally. Wally now back up to Noah Aubin. Straight away. Now they'll find Ray again. Straight away three for him. Came off a screen and nailed it. And Kyle Wright gets that one to go. And makes it 4-3 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo in transition. They find Gesick and he blows the wide open right-handed layup. Hit the side of the rim and wouldn't go. Dylan Jacob with the rebound. Pumps the brakes on the right side of the floor. Picks it up. Now finds Lucas Wally. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Tries to go to Noah Aubin at the right low block. Works one back out. Kyle Wright, another three. Air ball this one. And Unitigo with the rebound. Up the floor now for Austin Faulkner. Trying to go coast to coast. Gets hammered. Just gets the shot off. So he'll be shooting two. Shot wouldn't go. 4:06 to go in this first quarter. It's 4-3. Unitigo on top here of Walton. That's straightaway three ball there by Kyle Wright. Maybe will spark the Walton Warriors. So Faulkner, the senior at the line for the Spartans, takes his time, puts this one, in and out. Second shot coming here for Austin Faulkner. They're glad to have him back. He was out with a sickness over the holiday break, so he wasn't able to play in the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club tournament, so I'm sure they're glad to have him back. Unitigo still went on to win that tournament over Gilbert Somon Upton. So a nice job there by Unitigo. Faulkner makes the second foul shot, and Unitigo leads 5-3 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Aubin at the top of the key now finds Morgan Condon. Roots one down low for Kyle Wright. Threw his hands out of bounds, but it was last touched by Unitigo as they tried to save it with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Dylan Jacob with the basketball will inbound it to Aubin. Now back to Wright in the corner. Give and go, finding Dylan Jacob. His shot is short, and a rebound for Unitigo. They'll bring it back down the floor. Miles Maureen finds Shea Barber. A three ball left side, good for Shea Barber. And he's got 5 points. He's off to a hot start. That's what you want if you're a Unitigo fan. So Unitigo leads Walton 8-3 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Walton with the basketball now going left to right. They go left side of the floor for Kyle Wright. Right back to Lucas Wally. Wally finds Dylan Jacob left side in front of the Unitigo bench. Spots up for a jumper. Good. There for Dylan Jacob. And now he's 2 points away from becoming the sixth member of the 1,000 Career Point Club here at Walton. Now a steal by Dylan Jacob. And he'll bring it up the floor. Will he just go for it here with 3 minutes to go, first quarter? Dylan Jacob, a pull-up jumper, rattles in and out. Rebound goes to Unitigo. Unitigo leading 8-5. An outlet pass to Austin Faulkner. Again won't go. Shea Barber fed it to him, and Faulkner just couldn't finish. Walton back up the floor. Morgan Condon lets it fly from downtown. Won't go. Rebound for Austin Faulkner. Good hustle by him to get back down the court and sky for that rebound. Back to Barber. He's feeling it. Goes for a three, and it's an air ball, and Dylan Jacob gets the rebound. Jacob, left side of the floor, wants to get into the paint, and now wisely pulls it back out, but fires up a three. It's short. Lucas Wally the rebound. Reverse layup is good for Wally. That cuts it back to a one-point game. Unitigo 8 and Walton 7 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Quickly back down the floor, they find Shea Barber. Left side, pump fakes. Can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Good move there by Shea Barber. It's always good if you're a Unitigo fan, and Shea Barber starts the game hot because, boy, when he's feeling it, he he certainly can put the ball in the basket. Bright future ahead of him. Shea Barber, the sophomore, he might be one down the road that we're talking about getting into the 1,000 career point club. We'll see. Still a couple of years away. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Unitego leading 8-7 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter, and Barber can't get the first foul shot to go. Boy, the pace has been quick here tonight. Rebound and go, rebound and go. Second shot coming for Shea Barber at the line. The sophomore gets this one to go. So Barber with a quick 6 points to start things off. Unitego leads by 2, 9-7 over Walton with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Dylan Jacob, the quarterback on the football field, and the point guard here, directing traffic like a quarterback, gets a crossover move, wants a three ball straight away, left it short, air balls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego. Owen Reed will come in. Faulkner's going to go to the bench here for the Spartans, so that's our first substitution of the night. Ricky Brennan also coming in. Dustin Gesick will head to the bench, so Unitego not afraid to use a couple of substitutes in the early going here. Reed has been starting for a lot of the season, so he's a guy that's seen some good minutes. And Ricky Brennan is coming from time to time as well. Shea Barber in the backcourt. His pass is deflected out of bounds by Dylan Jacob. Good matchup here tonight between Dylan Jacob and Shea Barber. I know they're buddies off the court, but fierce competitors on. It's going to be fun. 1:45 to go in this first quarter. 9-7 is the score. And they'll go to Ricky Brennan on the left side. Left that three ball short, and here comes Dylan Jacob. Gets across the midcourt timeline. Jacob gets into the paint, dishes one off here for Lucas Wally up and in. And Lucas Wally gets it to go, and he has 4 points. And a good pass there from Dylan Jacob. And it's tied up 9-9 with 1:26 to go in the first quarter. Looks like we will have a foul at midcourt. Foul's going to be on Noah Aubin, his first, team's third. Team foul situation, Walton with 3, Unitego with 1. Spartans will inbound the basketball directly in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the floor in between the two benches. And so Unitego will get it in. Faulkner is back into the game now for Tori Gu. Maureen at the top of the key. Boy, he's good ball handler. Passes down low looking for Owen Reed. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Aubin as the two big guys were fighting for it down low. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. Tied 9-9 between Tego and Walton here at WCS tonight. Inbounds pass, and they find Shea Barber in the corner, and he's got 9. Another three ball as he lets it fly. And it's Unitego 12 and Walton 9 with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Lucas Wally, right side of the floor, going left to right. Finds Morgan Condon, now far side in front of the Unitego bench on the left wing for Dylan Jacob. Now to Aubin, straight away for 3. The big fella left it short. Rebound for Unitego, and Miles Marine is looking to run. Tries to get it off the glass, and he does. Nice bucket there in transition for Miles Marine, making it 14-9 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Dylan Jacob, steps in from the foul line. Oh, hit the side of the rim and rolls out of bounds. It'll stay with Walton, and he's only 2 points away, folks, so everyone holding their breath here, rising to their feet with every shot he takes. Dylan Jacob on the baseline, goes into Aubin, now works it back up to Kyle Wright at the top of the key. They work it into the corner, down low now for Morgan Condon, and it's in. Condon gets his first bucket of the game. Unitego's focusing so much on Dylan Jacob that when he gets the ball, if he makes a quick pass, he's finding a lot of open guys. 14-11 now. Unitego's on top. They go down low for Ricky Brennan, and he was fouled by Noah Aubin, who was hustling back here. Again, 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Unitego leading 14-11, and Brennan will head to the line. And so this will be Ricky Brennan. Came off the bench. No points here so far tonight for Unitego with 15 seconds to go in this first frame. And his foul shot rattles in. Travis Woods, Unitego graduate, great player in his day, has done a nice job with this program. So they're off to a strong start this season. Second shot coming here for Brennan. Brennan takes a deep breath, puts this one up, and hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go. A rebound, though, for Unitego, but taken away by Dylan Jacob. He splits two defenders, gets into the paint, and is fouled with 9.5 seconds to go in the first quarter before he could get that shot off. And so they're going to say that foul was on the floor. Foul's going to be on Shea Barber, his first, team's second. And so Walton will inbound the basketball on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. And they'll find Morgan Condon in the paint, puts it up, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound for Unitigo. Outlet pass for Shea Barber. Whips it down the court, intercepted here by Walton. A half-court heave for Wally, no good. End of the first quarter, Unitigo leads 15-11 on the road here at Walton. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here in Walton. 15-11 the score. The Unitigo boys on top of Walton here on their home floor. Shea Barber with 9 points for Unitigo in the early going. Barber's going to step right in, fire up another three to start the second quarter. Hit the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Lucas Wally. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Unitigo did a good job to get back, and Walton will have to slow it down and set up their half-court offense. Dylan Jacob 2 points away from 1,000. Everyone in the gym holding their breath, waiting for that moment. Here is Condon, goes back to Dylan Jacob, left side, zips one down low, turnaround shot for Kyle Wright, up and in. Kyle Wright with the bucket, he's got 5 points. Dylan Jacob is already the all-time assist leader here at Walton, and you can see why. Loves to distribute the basketball. And it's a two-point ball game, 15-13 with 7:20 to go second quarter. Faulkner, right side, he's back in the game. His shot rolls off the front of the rim and won't go. Wally with a rebound for Walton. Tough break there for Faulkner and Unitigo. So we're early second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDO. Always glad to have you along. Here's Dylan Jacob. Gets into the paint, a fall-away jumper. No. Hit the side of the rim there. Bounced right into the hands of Owen Reed, who's back up the floor. Reed gets mugged there at midcourt, and it's taken away by Walton. Condon steps up for a foul line shot. Not enough mustard on that. Rebound off the miss from Miles Marine. Nice pump fake in the lane. Fires up a shot off the mark. Rebound for Reed. Turnaround little baby hook. Also won't go. Rebound Morgan Condon. Loose ball as he brings it back up the floor, and we'll have a reach-in foul, I believe, on Unitigo. So Marine's going to have to go to the bench here. Team foul situation. Walton with 4, and I believe this is going to be the 3rd on Unitigo as a team. Actually, no, just their 2nd. No, that is their 3rd. Okay. They put it up there late. Marine's going to go to the bench as he's got 2 fouls. And so 6.5 to go in the first quarter. 15-11 to score. Here's Dylan Jacob in the paint. Dishes one off. They're going to try a 3 from the far side. In and out for Garrett Babcock, who's into the game. And another rebound for Torrey Gu, and back up the floor for Unitigo as they go right to left. In front of the Walton bench, here is Shea Barber. Chest pass into the corner for Brennan. They'll work it back up to the top of the key. Into the hands of Shea Barber. Into the paint. His shot goes, but they're going to call a charge against Shea Barber. And Dylan Jacob was the one that absorbed the contact and fell back to the floor, sacrificing his body. That's going to be the 2nd foul on Shea Barber here. With 6:10 to go in the second quarter, Unitigo clinging to a 2-point lead, 15-13 in this MAC showdown tonight between the Warriors and the Spartans. Always a good one when these two get together. Dylan Jacob, right side of the floor, now goes back to Babcock. Straight away, 3, too strong. Rebound into the hands of Faulkner, who had a good box out and was able to scoop up the basketball. To Shea Barber, he wants a 3. Quick in transition, and too much spice on that. Hit the backboard, it wouldn't go. Barber almost steals it back, though, as Walton tries to rip one down the court. Tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Warriors. I'm not joking, folks. These teams get a rebound, they're looking to outlet, and they're looking to go as fast as they possibly can. It's a fun brand of basketball. 5:40 to go, second quarter. 15-13 to score. Unitigo boys on top of Walton here on the road tonight. As Dylan Jacob wants that crossover move. One-on-one with Barber. Takes it to the rim. Hits it, and it's in. Dylan Jacob with 4 points, has now reached the 1,000 career point club. Getting a lot of hugs from his teammates here. Fans are on their feet as Dylan Jacob will head over to the sideline. He has joined the 1,000 career point club, the third boy in Walton history to do it, and the sixth all time. The last time a boy did it on the list was 1980. So it's been a long dry spell for the boys here in Walton, but Dylan Jacob gets the job done. In the student section, we got some banners for him, and everybody's on their feet. Boy, what a nice moment here, folks. Dylan Jacob, 1,000 career points. Head coach Dave Gardapie brings out a basketball for him. Everybody getting some pictures quickly at midcourt. Nice moment here. His dad, of course, James Jacob, the JV coach, coming out to give him a high five. His mom's coming out for a hug as well. Excellent moment here for the Walton Warriors and this Walton community. Boy, that ball hung on the rim for an extra 2 or 3 seconds, I swear, before it dropped in. That's like the toll you got to pay to get into the 1,000 career point club. So Dylan Jacob, a very nice moment here for him. Ricky McPherson getting some photos out there. I'm sure you'll be seeing those online as well as Ben Patton. This is going to be a great spread in the Walton Reporter newspaper. They do such a good job with their photos at the Walton Reporter, so make sure you check out that. And we'll have to get back to the ball game here, folks, with 5:30 to go in the second quarter. 15-13 the score, so now the hoopla is over. What an emotional moment there for Dylan Jacob. Some tears in his eyes, but also all smiles for sure. A great moment. So if he wants the all-time scoring record here for boys, it's 1,222 points. Second place is 1,122 points. So he's still got half a season. Let's see where he ends up by the end of it. A steal here for Dylan Jacob as we get back underway. Gets one to Babcock in the corner. A long three hit the back of the rim. Tipped up by Dylan Jacob and in. So Dylan Jacob now with six, and he's probably got that next target already in mind up on the board, saying, I want to be the top in boys history here in Walton. So it is a 17-15 lead now for Walton over Unitego. They go to the far side of the floor. Spartans in the green with the white trim. They'll work it inside for Faulkner. Faulkner in the paint. The left-handed baby hook won't go. Dylan Jacob, a rebound for Walton. They're in the white with the orange and black trim. Jacob, a long pass ahead here for Wally. Now back out to Babcock. Wants to skip across the top of the zone. Now to Wally in the paint. Back out for Kyle Wright. To Babcock. Wants to get in the paint. And we'll have a foul here on Unitego with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Let's see who they get it on here. Looks like the foul will be on Tori Gu. Going to be his first team's fifth. So the team foul situation is Unitego with 5 and Walton with 4. So now that the 1,000-point milestone is behind us, we have a tight ball game. Walton gets it in. They find Dylan Jacob, who dishes one to Morgan Condon, and he'll put it up and in for the left-handed layup. Condon now with 4 points. And it's 19-15 with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Another steal by this Walton press. Maureen with a reach in, tried to take it away from Kyle Wright. Both guys spilling down to the floor here. And the ball rolls out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with Walton. Unitego wants a timeout to talk things over. 4:22 to go, second quarter. Walton boys leading Unitego 19-15. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDL.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Out of the timeout, Walton boys with the basketball, but a steal here by Unitigo. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Maureen says, no, I'll take it myself. Misses the left-handed layup. Jacob did a great job of getting back, but he loses the basketball, goes to Shea Barber. He takes it in for a right-handed layup, and that's no good. And Walton comes away with it. Breakneck speed here for Walton back down the floor, and Wally finds Morgan Condon, who puts it up and in. Boy, it's like an out-of-control locomotive sometimes when these two teams are going up and down the floor here. As Shea Barber pulls up for a jumper in transition and gets it. He's got 11. And I shouldn't say they're out of control, but they're just going so fast that, boy, it's a lot of fun to watch when these two really get going. So it's 21-17. Walton on top of Unitigo. Here's Babcock for three. Right side. Boy, that's a dagger there from Babcock. He's fired up a couple, and he finally gets one to go. And that gives Walton a 24-17 lead over Unitigo with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Left side for Torrey Gu. I think this is a big possession here for Unitigo. They need a bucket. They got to keep this close. And the ball rolled out of bounds off the hands there of Torrey Gu. He just couldn't hold on to it. Faulkner's going to come back in. Ricky Brennan will head to the bench. I think with the occasion tonight, the 1,000 points, you know, Walton is really, they got enough fuel in the tank here to really get fired up. If you're Unitigo, you got to try to take some of that fuel out of there. And especially here when well, it looks like Walton's trying to go on a run. Now a steal by Shea Barber. Perfect for you Spartan fans. Back off for Miles Maureen. Left-handed floater won't go. Rebound, Destin Gessick puts it in, but he traveled. Did everything right, but shuffled his feet there as he went back up for the layup. 2:50 to go, second quarter. 24-17 the score. Walton boys on top of Unitigo. Shea Barber with 11 points to lead the Spartans. Six apiece for Morgan Condon and Dylan Jacob on the other side for Walton. And Dylan Jacob, when he scored his fourth point of the night, joined the 1,000 career point club here at Walton. Babcock wants another three. This one is too strong. Rebound for Marine, and again, he's looking to run. Gets into the paint. The jumper is good for Miles Marine, and he's got four. He's smooth in transition. Big bucket there for the Spartans. Cuts it back to a five-point ball game. 24-19 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Now for Kyle Wright in the corner. Pull-up jumper. Hit the rim twice, went sky high, and then floated back down in. And a good bucket there for Kyle Wright. He's got seven. Walton leads 26-19 with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Long pass ahead for Unitigo, and Gessick is there. And his right-handed layup is pure, making it 26-21 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob across the Warriors logo at midcourt, trying to protect this lead for the Walton Warriors. They'll pass it down low. Morgan Condon is there, and it's in. And Dylan Jacob is just finding everybody in the perfect spot where they can just lay it up. That makes it 28-21 for Walton. Unitigo breaks the press. They get across the midcourt timeline. Maureen at the top of the key. Wants to try that dribble penetration, but now will back it out to midcourt, going right to left with 90 seconds left before the halftime break. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. As Unitigo tries to punch it inside, it was stolen away here by Kyle Wright. Now to Lucas Wally with a long two from the right corner. It's good. And Lucas Wally with the bucket. He's got 6 points. What balanced scoring here tonight for the Warriors. Condon with eight, Wright with seven, Wally and Jacob both with six apiece. 1:05 to go, second quarter. Here is Unitigo with the basketball. Gu, left-handed pass over to the right side for Austin Faulkner, and he buries it. Faulkner's got 4 points. That was a big-time three for Faulkner, making the score Walton 30, Unitigo 24. Now a steal, 2-on-1 for Unitigo. Here's Torrey Gu, looks off Dylan Jacob, and then he blocks it out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul. Boy, it looked pretty clean from my angle here up in the press area. Dylan Jacob got back, knocked it out of bounds with a pretty good-looking block, but instead Unitigo will go to the line. And here is Torrey Gu trying to make him pay at the charity stripe with 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. 30-24 the score. Gu will step in to shoot two here for Unitigo. And this is big. If they could keep it down to a 4 or 5 point game going into the locker room, that would be big for Unitigo. Gu's first shot is good. So the junior, Torrey Gu, will step in for his second shot. Gessick will head to the bench. And checking in now is Jacob Ryan for Unitigo. Second shot coming here for Gu at the line for Unitigo. We'll have a violation. Shot was no good. and it was going to be a violation on the shooter. So the shot was no good anyways, and the ball will go back to Walton. 49 seconds to go, second quarter. Walton on top 30-25, and they'll try to milk some clock here, it looks like, as Dylan Jacob will saunter up the floor and across the midcourt timeline. Chest pass far side for Babcock. Nope, he wants that three. Hit the front of the rim, ball pinballing around. Wally on the rebound, blocked there by Faulkner. And Faulkner's got the basketball, and he's fouled from behind there by Babcock. With 32 seconds to go. Team foul situation, six for Unitigo. This is going to be six on Walton now. Unitigo will get the ball on the sideline in front of the legendary Ron Golly, who is at midcourt as Walton has their own YouTube channel that they broadcast their games on. Of course, longtime WDLA broadcaster Ron Golly is on the call for those. Shea Barber, a step back three from the right side as Unitigo gets it in. It won't go. Goes right to Miles Maureen, who fires up a jumper from the right elbow, and that pops in and out. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. Finds a wide open Wally. No, he missed the layup. Second chance. Now they're going to say goaltending on Destin Gesick here. No, not on Gesick. Excuse me, on Jacob Ryan. So goaltending is the call. Wally will get credit for the bucket. He's got eight. As Jacob Ryan came through and his fingers went up into the net. And so they called that goaltending. It's 32-25. Unitigo with the basketball, but it rolls off the hands here of Dylan Jacob, who was laying out for a steal. So it'll stay with the Spartans. Let's see if Shea Barber could maybe get an open look at a three here. And he does straight away. No, it's an air ball. Rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Walton, and Barber will want that one back. So it's 32-25. Walton looking for maybe a half-court heave if they can get it. Dylan Jacob is going to have a wide-open half-court heave. Oh, just a little short. Not enough mustard on that one. And that brings us to the halftime break. Walton boys leading 32-25. And again, congratulations to Dylan Jacob, the Walton senior, the sixth all-time member of the Walton Warriors 1,000 Career Point Club, and the third boy to do it here in Walton history. We'll talk more about that and this ball game during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, our halftime score here in Walton tonight at WCS, it's Walton 32, Unitigo 25. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO. Walton boys leading Unitigo 32-25. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito by calling 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Of course, the first half highlight here of Walton's 32-25 lead at the break is Dylan Jacob. He needed 4 points coming into tonight's game. He got it in the second quarter, and just a great reaction from the crowd. The student section was great. His parents came out onto the floor. He was presented with a basketball. Again, he's the sixth member in Walton history here, in school history, to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. Again, they haven't had a boy go over 1,000 points since 1980. There's three boys in the club now, including Dylan. The first one was Russell Mann in 1955. He's the all-time school scoring leader at 1,222 points. Then Rick Lambrecht in 1980 with 1,122. So if Dylan continues to play well the rest of the season and they make a little run in the postseason, maybe the MAC playoffs, he could have a good chance to maybe get the all-time school scoring record. So since then, it's been three girls, Janet Merrill in 1989, Sybil Stanton in 2007, and then last year, in a game that we saw, was Olivia Harvey, and she'll finish with 1,223 points. Liv was a great player over the last couple of years here for the Warriors. So Dylan Jacob in good company, and they'll be adding his name to the banner here in Walton. So he's over on the bench right now, just, I think, kind of soaking it in a little bit as they prepare for the second half. Our scoring summary from this 32-25 ball game, Walton leading Unitigo at the break. Scoring for Walton, very balanced. 8 points for Morgan Condon, 8 for Lucas Wally, 7 for Kyle Wright, 6 for Dylan Jacob, and 3 for Garrett Babcock. On the other side for Unitigo, 11 for Shea Barber, 4 apiece for Miles Maureen, Destin Gesick, and Austin Faulkner, 1 apiece for Tori Gu and Ricky Brennan. Well, the fans getting into it here as the Warrior mascot came out and just made a foul shot, so he's pretty pumped up about that. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here, folks. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get you set for the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products.
Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Jake's
live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm told that our post-game show tonight, you'll want to stay tuned for that, as we're going to have Dylan Jacob live, as we can talk to him about his 1,000 career points. Just was able to confirm that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. So we'll have a little extended mini post-game show to make sure that we get a chance to talk to Dylan here tonight. So congratulations to him again on the 1,000 points. So we'll have a turnover here to start the second half. Miles Maureen down the floor, left-handed breakaway layup, can't get it to go. Walton back the other way, and they'll throw it out of bounds. That home run pass was looking for Morgan Condon, and he couldn't pull it in. So the pace will not slow down here in the second half, it looks like. Both these teams like to run and gun. Start of the third quarter, the Walton boys leading 32-25. Unitigo now going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. And here is Maureen at the foul line. Back out for Faulkner. Faulkner gets into the paint, and they'll say he traveled as he was trying to step his way through a double team. Walton will be going right to left. They're in the white with the orange and the black trim. Sharp-looking uniforms for both of these teams here tonight. Quickly up the floor here for the Walton Warriors. This is Dylan Jacob. He's done a great job tonight, dishing it out, and they'll find Kyle right on the far side for three, and he gets it to go, and he was wide open, and Dylan Jacob found him there, and Wright gets it to go. He now has 10 points. It's 35-25 with 7:05 to go in this third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Dylan Jacob. He tried to steal that away, couldn't get a hold of it, though, and Unitigo will come down with the basketball. They'll go to Shea Barber. Barber now we'll find Miles Maureen, gets into the paint, dishes one out for Torrey Gu. He spots up for three. Oh, it's too strong. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. He's everywhere here tonight for Walton. 6:45 to go in the third. It's a 10-point lead for the Warriors, 35-25. Walton will pass one for Wright. On the right side, his jumper is too strong. Rebound for Austin Faulkner of Unitigo. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Faulkner takes it right to the rim. Won't go. Destin Gesick, his layup opportunity on the rebound, also rolls out. And Walton back up the floor with the basketball. They find Lucas Wally. Give and go here for Noah Aubin. Back out top. They'll swing it one more time for Wright. He steps in for a shot. Rattled in and out. Faulkner another rebound. And an over the back will be called here on Walton on Morgan Condon. 6:10 to go in the third. It's 35-25. Walton boys on top of Unitigo. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU and our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to this game anytime you want, all courtesy of SFCU. On the baseline, Gesick back out for Shea Barber. Barber, a floater from the right side, is too strong. Off the back of the iron. And Dylan Jacob, another rebound. He is just stuffing the stat sheet here tonight on his 1,000 career point night. Kyle Wright in the lane, left his shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound for Unitigo for Faulkner. Now to Torrey Gu in front of his own bench left side. Gu into his own offensive end, finds Miles Maureen straight away for three. Bounces off the front of the rim, but a steal here by Torrey Gu. Back out Shea Barber. Dials one up from downtown and nails it. Barber now with 14. And Unitigo hanging around in this ballgame. They trail by 7, 35-28, with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Walton with the basketball, a chest pass down low. They find Noah Aubin. A reverse layup is good. Noah Aubin gets it to go. And Aubin gets his first bucket of the game. And Dylan Jacob with another great pass down low. Now a rebound comes here for Walton as Unitigo quickly tried to score in transition. And here is Dylan Jacob back across the floor. Dishes one off for Kyle Wright. Another three ball rattles in and out. Faulkner fighting for a rebound. Can't save it. And they'll say his foot was on the line, so it'll stay with the Walton Warriors with 4:50 to go in the third. Unitigo going to the bench with Ricky Brennan. And Faulkner will get a rest, and that's a well-deserved rest. He's worked pretty hard here to start the second half. 4:50 to go in the third. Walton on the baseline looking to get it in. They'll find Dylan Jacob right side as Walton goes right to left. Wants a three ball off the front of the rim. Rebound is scooped up here by Shea Barber. Barber trying to go coast to coast. A nice step in move, and the floater is good here for Shea Barber, and he has 16. Trying to keep Unitigo in this ball game. Walton with a long full court pass. They'll have to pump one back out right. We'll go to the foul line for Lucas Wally. His jumper rattles in and out, and a rebound for Torrey Gu with 4:20 to go in the third. It's a 7-point ball game. Walton feels like they're in control, but Unitigo just staying close enough. Here's Gu for three straight away, and he hits it. Torrey Gu with a big shot from downtown makes it 37-33 with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. And here is Dylan Jacob crossing the midcourt timeline. Jacob works his way around. Now we'll pull up for a 20-footer in and out. Rebound for Brennan. Outlet pass to Shea Barber. Now Unitigo has some momentum as they go left to right. Barber on the right side finds Maureen. A straightaway three. Splash. Downtown for Miles Maureen. And he's got seven. And it's a 1-point ball game. It was just 10 a few seconds ago, it felt like. And Walton leads 37-36 with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Jacob finds Wally, pump fakes on a three, goes into the corner for Noah Aubin. They're going to skip across the top of the zone for Kyle Wright. Quickly inside for Condon. Left-hand baby hook, no good. Rebound for the Warriors. They'll keep it up. Back out for Wright. He loves that three, but this one was too strong. Wally scoops up the rebound and puts it in. Wally into double figures, and he has 10, and it's 39-36. The Warriors on top of the Spartans here at WCS tonight with 3:10 to go in the third. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you taking some time to listen in here tonight. A good boys MAC battle tonight. Here's Ricky Brennan in the paint off a pass from Torrey Gu, and it's good. Brennan now with 3 points, and it's right back to a 1-point ball game, 39-38, with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Walton with the basketball going right to left. They find Kyle right in front of the student section. Into the paint, pull-up jumper for Lucas Wally. Gets his own miss, tries again, and it's partially blocked by Unitigo, and they'll take it away. Shea Barber quickly back up the floor on the right side. Finds Torrey Gu. He's wide open for three. Oh, off the side of the rim. And Condon with a rebound. Into the hands of Dylan Jacob. And the fast pace continues. It's a track meet. Finds Lucas Wally in transition. A heck of a pass there. And Wally finishes it off. And he's fouled. And Wally will head to the line. He's got 12. And it sure seems like all of those have been off passes from Dylan Jacob. And Walton leads 41-38 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. And Lucas Wally will head to the line. We've said it about him before, but probably one of the few athletes that we have covered here on CDO that's also paddled the 70-miler on Memorial Day from Cooperstown to Bainbridge. So great job by him. They'll miss the foul shot, though, and Unitigo will get it in transition. They find Torrey Gu off a pass from Shea Barber. Misses, gets his own second-chance opportunity. Owen Reed tries to follow it up, and that won't go. Tantalizingly hanging on the rim there. Back up the floor for the Warriors. Babcock pumps one inside for Wally. Back out Dylan Jacob. A little shimmy shake into the lane, and it won't go. Walton with the rebound. They'll pull it back out with 1:55 to go in the third. On the baseline now for Jacob, finding Morgan Condon, an air ball from the left side, and Owen Reed gets the rebound. Back up the floor they come. Shea Barber takes his time, gets across the midcourt timeline. Faulkner's going to come back in at the next whistle here for the Spartans. With a 1:40 to go in the third, it's a 3-point ball game. Walton leading 41-38 in this boys MAC battle tonight. Maureen at the top of the key, gets to the right side, pump fakes, pulls it back out now. Looked like he was going to pick up his dribble, but he didn't. Fooled me, too. Brennan dishes down low for Owen Reed, and he is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, and we'll go to the line. I got to give some credit here to Owen Reed. Looks like he might be nursing a little bit of a knee injury, kind of limping. But he's gutting it out, especially getting up and down the floor as fast as this game is. That can't be easy if your leg is bothering you. I'll have to talk to him because I know that he was going to have some surgery, and he's a heck of a track thrower, and was worried about missing part of his senior year, but here he is out on the basketball floor, too, giving it all he can. Reed at the line, first shot won't go. He wants that one back. He'll try for the second opportunity. That could be another reason he's not in the starting lineup, as he has been for a lot of the season. Faulkner back in. Maureen will head to the bench. 1:17 to go in the third, and Reed will step in. His second shot from the line hits the rim four times and falls. So it's a 2-point game, 41-39. Walton boys on top of Unitigo with 1:10 to go here in the third. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening along tonight. Walton with the basketball. They go to Babcock far side. Now back to Dylan Jacob to the high post for Wright. Dishing one down low for Condon, and he's in. Boy, they are executing to perfection on offense. And Condon has 10 points. and it's 43-39 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Walton boys on top by four. Left ball, left side. The shot there for Brennan from three-point land was no good. A long home run pass ahead here from Dylan Jacob. Almost went out of bounds, was saved, but it goes right to the Spartans. Back up the floor, left side. Faulkner wants to get to the rim. He does. Dishes off down low for Barber, and the reverse layup is good. And Barber has 18. He's having a nice night. Two-point game, 30 seconds to go, third quarter, 43-41. Walton with the basketball. Chest pass far side for Babcock. He wants a three. NBA range splash, and it's good for Garrett Babcock, and he's got six. And it's 46-41, just when Unitico gets close. Walton finds a way to find some more points. Goo will go to the far side, but the pass was too tall there for Ricky Brennan. And with 5.5 to go in the third, Walton's going to have a chance to get off one more shot late here in the third quarter. They go to Dylan Jacob across the midcourt timeline, down to three. He's going to get a screen, goes in, fires up a three, but is fouled and will head to the line. Oh, what a mistake there by Unitego as Dylan Jacob saw that one come and leaned into it and will head to the line to shoot three. So we'll stay right here before we take our break as Dylan Jacob will be shooting at three foul shots, Walton leading 46-41. First shot at the line for Dylan Jacob is good. And so Dylan Jacob with 7 points now, and let's see if he can make Unitego pay here at the charity stripe. Second shot, good. Nothing but net. Dylan Jacob's got eight. And the third shot coming, and just when Unitego had it down into that 2 and 1 point range, Dylan Jacob goes 3 for 3 at the line. What a turn, and Walton leads 49-41. As we get ready for the fourth quarter, we'll take a break here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online NYCM.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks, as we start the fourth quarter. Unitego with a quick basket to make it 49-43. And now a steal here by Shea Barber. Barber trying to take it coast to coast, and he does. He lays it up and in, and he's got 20. So it's 49-45. Walton boys holding that advantage over Unitego. The Spartans have been chipping away at the lead, but can't get over the hump. And let's see if they can maybe do it here in the fourth quarter. Walton with the basketball, and they'll have a pull-up jumper for Kyle Wright. Won't go. Faulkner skies for the rebound. So 7:10 to go, fourth quarter. Four-point ball game, 49-45. Unitego left side of the floor now for Shea Barber. Back to Miles Maureen at the top of the key. Now finding Barber, steps in for three, in and out. Hit both sides of the rim. Ball is still loose, pinballing around, goes to Maureen. Back out for Faulkner. Line drive, three, hit the side of the rim. Rebound there was for Walton. Maureen stole it and had a layup, but they're going to call a reach-in foul there on Miles Maureen. Tough break for Unitego. 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 49-45. And Walton will get the basketball back as Dylan Jacob will bring it up the floor as Walton goes right to left. They're in the white with the orange and the black trim. Unitego's in the green with the white trim tonight. Walton with the basketball. Babcock far side. Goes down low on the baseline. Right low block for Condon. Finding Kyle Wright, who puts it up and in. And Wright's got 12. And Walton maintains that lead. 51-45. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Maureen, top of the key. Finding Faulkner. Pump fakes. Goes through traffic. Was stripped of the ball. Walton quickly back up the floor. In transition. A great pass to Babcock. No, he traveled. Oh, that's too bad because that was a SportsCenter top 10 type pass and finish, and the officials take it away. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Walton boys leading a 51-45. Shea Barber is going to need to come up with some Unitego magic here to get them back in this ball game, because Walton is really clicking on all cylinders. Balanced scoring. Wright with 12, Wally with 12, Condon with 10, Jacob with 9, Babcock with 6 for the Warriors. Shea Barber with a game-high 20 on the other side for Unitego, and Maureen with 9. Spartans with the basketball, going left to right. Here is Owen Reed on the baseline. He's double-teamed and finds Notorious Goo. Torrey will dish one off now and finding Faulkner. Faulkner gets into the lane. The little Dr. J finger roll is good for Faulkner, and he has 6 points. Makes it 51-47 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans trying to get a couple of stops here. Dylan Jacob across the Spartan, or the Warrior logo, I should say, here at midcourt. Walton fans wouldn't like it if I called it a Spartan, that's for sure. Dylan Jacob straight away, three, buries it. Oh, my goodness. From downtown, and he's got 12. He's done a little bit of everything here tonight. Doesn't want to lose on his home floor on the night he joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. Walton leads 54-47 with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego dishing it down low. They find Owen Reed, and he finishes, and he's got 3 points. Nice play there. And Walton will come across the midcourt timeline. It's 54-49. Spartans, a lot of credit. They won't go away. They find Babcock right side for three. Too strong. Up in the air, Faulkner with a rebound, and he cleared everybody out of the paint to rip that one down off the glass. Now back to Faulkner. Top of the key, goes back to Barber, takes a pass, gets into the paint, wants to take it to the rim and finishes. And Shea Barber's got 22 for Unitego, and it's 54-51. Spartans will not quit with 4:40 to go in the fourth. This is a great one, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on the call here. Don't go anywhere on WCDO. Walton with the basketball on their home floor going right to left. Right wing side in front of their own bench. Jacob now goes to the high post for Wright. Pull up is short. It's an air ball right into the hands of Faulkner. And an outlet pass to Shea Barber. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot, but a little give and go to Torrey Goo. Right back to Barber. Goes in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Unitego going left to right. Torrey Goo now with the basketball, finding Faulkner at the high post. Faulkner wants to take it right to the rim. Too strong. Gets his own rebound. Doing the work of a man. Puts it up and in. Faulkner's got 8, and he's putting his team on his back at the moment. And it's 54-53. With 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton coming across the midcourt timeline. A one-point game. Every time Walton throws a haymaker, Unitego comes right back. Babcock wants that three. There it is. Bang from downtown. Wow. Babcock with 3 threes. And it always seems to be Babcock hitting that shot. Unbelievable. Timeout, Unitego. It's 57-53. Warriors on top of the Spartans. 3:40 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Walton leads 57-53 over Unitego here in Walton tonight. Unitego with the basketball on left side. Torrey Goo will find Shea Barber, who's got a game-high 22 points tonight. Barber in the lane, hanging, floater won't go. Reed cleans up the mess and deposits it in the basket for a bucket. And Reed's got 5, and it's a two-point game, 57-55. Walton with the basketball. They'll come across the midcourt timeline. Looks like Unitego switched it up a little bit here on defense. And Walton will go into the corner on the baseline. They'll find Dylan Jacob left side for a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Reed with a rebound. That looks like a 1-3-1 to me. I'll have to get another look at it here. There was a lot of movement on that. With 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter, Unitego looking for the tie or the lead here maybe. They'll go across to Barber. Barber in the paint. The hanging jumper won't go. Oh, he'll want that one back. Two-point game. Walton still on top. Here is Dylan Jacob in transition. Goes out to Babcock for a three. This one's too strong. Faulkner, another rebound. Boy, he's been tremendous. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Barber to the far side finds Goo. Tory Goo thought about a three, thought better of it. Goes to Barber on the left side as Unitigo goes left to right. 2:25 to go in the fourth. It's a two-point game. Unitigo looking for the equalizer. Barber to the hoop. No good. Faulkner, the follow-up. That's also no good. Another chance, and he finishes off, and he's going to go to the line. Faulkner now into double figures with 10, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Great work there by Faulkner, and he's just been tremendous on the glass here. They've really not had an answer for him. And it's a tie ball game, 57-57, with 2:18 to go in the fourth. And so Faulkner will step in to the line here, looking to give Unitigo the lead in a game that Walton has been in control of for most of the time. His shot rattles out. So we remain tied at 57 apiece. Here's Dylan Jacob. On the night, he joins the 1,000 career point club. You know he wants this win, too. 2:10 to go in the fourth. Again, tied at 57. Right wing side for Jacob. Leans into the paint, gets stuck in a tough position. Dishes one off here for Lucas Wally. Reverse layup, hits the rim twice. Faulkner with a rebound off the miss. Faulkner quickly up the floor. Numbers, if he hurries, he'll slow it down. Wants to be smart on this possession. Off to Miles Maureen. Pull-up jumper, no good. Reed fighting for that rebound. Walton off their hands and out of bounds. Morgan Condon just lost his balance. And it rolls out, and it stays with Unitigo with a minute 46 to go in the fourth. Again, tied at 57. Wondering which team might take a timeout first here to try to set something up. Unitigo goes inside. A good pass there. A floater on the left-handed hook shot from Faulkner is no good. But the rebound comes right back to him. Faulkner, a spin move, tosses it up, and that won't go. And this time, Walton will come down with the basketball. 90 seconds to go. Two good looks there for Unitigo, and it wouldn't go down. 57-57. Going to be a good finish here, folks. Boy, we've had good luck with games on the radio this year being tight like this. It's a lot of fun. Dylan Jacob left side, going right to left. Jacob at the top of the key. Walton had a 10-point lead. Unitigo came back from the dead. Shot clock down to 10. Jacob is still near midcourt. Wants to cross over Goo, and he does. Gets off the screen, still holding onto the ball. Step back three for Dylan Jacob. Off the mark, left side. Rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to Unitigo with 1:01 to go. Will anybody take this time out here to set anything up? No, both coaches just saying, all right, let's roll it. Roll the dice. A lot of timeouts left, but Unitigo will have the basketball, and we're under a minute to go. 55 seconds left, tied at 57, and this boy's Matt Clash. They go to the high post here for Faulkner. He tried to bounce past the Reed off of Walton and out of bounds. So Unitigo will inbound the basketball on the baseline to the left side of the basket. So they're on the far side of the floor, left wing side. They'll get it into Barber. Barber into the paint now, a floater, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot off, but he's going to shoot two with 47 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Barber with a game-high 22 points. Maureen has 9, and Faulkner has 10 for Unitigo. Owen Reed with 5. Great balance on the other side for Walton. Jacob with 12, Wally with 12, Wright with 12, Condon with 10, and Babcock with 9. Barber's first shot is good. He's got 23, and he's been tremendous tonight. Now here's a timeout for Walton. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 47 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leads by a point, 58-57 on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 47.8 seconds to go. Out of the timeout, Barber back to the line. Unitigo with a one-point lead, 58-57. Second shot from Shea Barber, in and out. Rebound for Walton. So a two-pointer could give him the lead. Up the floor for Kyle Wright. They find Wally on the left side. Wally back up top. Right on the midcourt logo here for Dylan Jacob. Shot clock's at 25, game clock at 36 here in the fourth quarter. Now right on the baseline, back up top for Dylan Jacob. Jacob with 30 seconds to go. Goes to Babcock, wants that three off the front of the rim. No good. Faulkner with a rebound. Walton fans wanted it over the back. They won't get it. Wright is going to reach in on Owen Reed for a foul. With 21.2 to go, Reed's going to walk down the floor. And it's going to be a timeout. Going to be a timeout taken here with 21.2 to go. Team foul situation. Walton now with 5. and Unitigo with three. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Unitigo leads 58-57, 21 seconds to go here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Unitigo climbs back into it, and the Spartans have a 58-57 lead over Walton with about 20 seconds left, 21.2 to go. And it looked like Unitigo, they came out of that last time, it looked like some sort of a 1-3-1 zone, kind of threw Walton for a loop, and that's helped them get back into this game for sure. Since then, I wanted to get a second look at it. It's been up and down, fast break, and it's been really hard to tell. No one's really settled in on defense at all. It's just kind of been run and gun. So 21.2 seconds to go. It's 58-57. Unitigo with the lead and the basketball. Unitigo in the backcourt. They'll look to get it in, and they do to Reed, and he's immediately fouled, so about a second comes off the clock. 20.3 to go. So that's going to be the sixth team foul here on Walton. So they need one more. Foul was on Condon, his second. Team foul situation, Walton with six, Unitigo with three. Spartans will get it in. They go to Reed. He's going to dribble out of it, and he's fouled right as he was letting it go to Shea Barber. Otherwise, they could have killed some serious time there. 17.8 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So this is the seventh team foul on Walton. Second foul, personal, on Kyle Wright. So it's going to send Owen Reed to the line. Dangerous territory here, because it's still going to give a lot of time for Walton to set something up and get back down the floor. Reed steps in. The senior at the line. First shot. Good. Reed gets it to go. Second one coming. And Unitigo leads 59-57. Second shot coming here for Reed at the line. Takes a deep breath. Wants to protect this. And gets it to go. Big shot there by Owen Reed. He's got seven. 16 seconds left. Here's Dylan Jacob with the basketball. 60-57 the score. Do we have a hero here? Jacob leans in, wants a three. It's an air ball and out of bounds with 7.3 to go. He had a hand right in his face. And Unitigo's going to get it back. On the baseline here from Faulkner. What a gutsy performance by Unitigo to get back in this game. Faulkner wanted to throw it long. They'll get it in. Goo gives it right back to Faulkner. Ahead for Shea Barber. Barber now will go across the court with 1.2 to go, and they call a foul. And Unitigo, it looks like, is going to escape here with a victory. What a great comeback here from the Spartans in a well, hard-fought game between both teams. Barber's going to step to the line here, and he could absolutely 100% ice it if he can hit one of these foul shots. 1.2 to go, and Unitigo leading 60-57. And so Barber can't get it to go. Rebound for Condon. Now to Dylan Jacob. A half-court heave. Oh! Off the rim from the other side of the floor. And that would have sent us to overtime. But it rims out. And Unitigo wins 60-57. Post-game show coming up. We'll hope that Dylan Jacob will still come up and talk to us here. What a ball game tonight. Again, Unitigo comes back to take down Walton 60-57. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As Dylan Jacob, we will have him on in just a moment, it looks like. But the Unitico boys escape with a 60-57 victory tonight here over the Walton Warriors. Let's do our scoring summary. First for Walton, 12 points from Dylan Jacob. And, of course, congratulations to him on joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. Lucas Wally with 12, Kyle Wright with 12, Morgan Condon with 10, Garrett Babcock with 9, Noah Aubin with 2. On the other side for Unitico, Shea Barber, a game-high 23 points. Austin Faulkner with 10, Miles Marine with 9, Owen Reed, with 7, Austin Faulkner with 10. 4 apiece for Tori Gu and Destin Gessick, and 3 here for Ricky Brennan. A lot of credit to Unitico tonight, folks. They gutted it out. They were down 10, 11 at one point, and it looked like maybe Walton was going to step on the gas and just walk away with this victory. Unitico just kept working, kept chipping, and find a way to get back in this ball game. And kudos to Unitico to come in here and get a hard-fought win. This is not an easy gym to come into and get a victory. So that is a huge victory here tonight for Unitico. And here he comes, the man himself. Dylan Jacob is going to join us here on the WCDO postgame show. So you're doing the media tour here, man. You go down and talk to Ron, and now you're up with us.
Yeah, I see that.
So 1,000 career points tonight. Let's start with that. How did that feel to finally get that shot to go and get your name up on the wall here?
It felt great. That first quarter was rough, only having like 2 points and missing a bunch of shots. So when it finally fell, big sigh of relief.
You know, you kept coming down the floor. You were getting other guys involved, finding your teammates for open buckets. Were you thinking about the 1,000 points the whole time, or were you like, I got to get my teammates involved and make sure we keep winning this game?
The 1,000 points was on my mind, but always the win comes first. So trying to get them open, trying to get the score where we need it, that was my main goal, was trying to win this game. But the 1,000 points was always on my mind.
Sure. How much have you thought about getting to this milestone, not only in your career, but, I mean, it's been a long week and a half, 2 weeks since you last had a game, and you've been sitting on this 4 points here. That had to be hard to sit around and wait for this game.
Yeah, it felt like forever sitting there after we beat Lawrence in the Lawrence tournament. It just, January 9th, going to get here quicker.
Well, a tough one here tonight against Unitico. You guys fall 60-57. I know you're good buddies with Shea Barber. How was that tonight, you two going back and forth? It was quite the battle.
It was good. Shea's an incredible player for how young he is. He's got a lot of growth that can come to him. And just having him here to have me get 1,000 points just meant everything to me.
Talk about the moment when that ball goes through the hoop. You turn around. Your teammates are right there to give you a hug. The student section was great. The banners, the yelling. Your family's here. Talk about how that made you feel.
It felt great. I wasn't sure if it was going to fall because it kept rolling around. But when I saw it go through, I just put my head down and said, it's finally over, and have my best friend Kyle there be the first one to hug me. It just felt great. And to see the way the student section reacted is just great.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really special moment, and it's been a long time since a boy has gotten into the 1,000 Career Point Club here, since 1980. So, I mean, when you started varsity, you came up in ninth grade, if I'm not wrong. I mean, is this something you've had as a goal?
It was a goal. I never thought I'd get it because 1,000 points is a lot of points to score in 4 years, but yeah, it's been on my mind since I was a freshman.
That's awesome, man. So, well, we'll let you go. Congratulations. We're sorry you didn't get the win tonight, but still a special night you'll always remember.
I will always remember. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. Dylan Jacob, the Walton Warriors' newest member here in the 1,000 Career Point Club, and thanks for joining us here on the WCDO postgame show. Let's give out our three awards here, folks. First up, we'll have our Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. They're a great sponsor. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We want to give that tonight to Shea Barber, a game-high 23 points. He was tremendous in helping Unitico with this comeback We'll give him our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. No question in my mind, Austin Faulkner gets this award tonight. He was tremendous down the stretch, 10 points, but his rebounding, his defense, limiting Walton to no second-chance opportunities, especially down the stretch, I think Austin Faulkner is a great choice for tonight's Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Dylan Jacob tonight. Congratulations on getting into the 1,000-point club here. 12 points on the night, but he was Mr. All-Purpose, dishing it out, rebounds, running the floor. He was tremendous. So Dylan Jacob is our All-Purpose winner here tonight for that award. 60-57 is the final. Unitigo boys taking down Walton on the road. A tremendous game. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back at our WCDO studios. We'll be back on the game, back on the radio for a game on Saturday night as the Norwich boys host Green. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a 7:45 tip, so make sure to join us for that. I'm Nate Lull. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. We'll see you on Saturday here on WCDO. Good night.